Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God the Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth, to reign on earth, as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to our program. Today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from September 3rd, 1927. And the title of this passage is Until the Soul Lets the Divine Will Reign, She will always be unhappy and restless. Diversity of martyrdom, of soul, and of body. Luisa Picarreta writes the following in this passage. I was crossing the sea of light of the divine fiat, following its acts, and oh, how I comprehended that all good is contained in the supreme fiat. And my always love of Jesus moving in my interior told me, my daughter, until the creature comes to let my divine will reign within her, she be always unhappy, always restless, because as good, holy, learned and rich as she may be, she will feel within herself that she lacks the fullness of happiness and the sea of peace, which are such that from no side may she be disturbed of her happiness broken. So she can only be happy by half, and her peace will be half, incomplete. And because it is not whole, the half that she lacks will keep the way open to bring unhappiness and disturbance. Beautiful passage we encounter here, and the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, the reason for the soul to be unhappy. As Luisa Picarreta is doing her rounds, she says she is following the supreme fiat, the light of the supreme fiat. We know that Luisa Picarreta used to do the rounds of creation every single day, several times a day. And the way we do the rounds of creation, we immerse ourselves in the divine will and we give thanks to God for everything that He has created. We put our I love you in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, in the light, in the wind. There is a beautiful text that is called the rounds of creation. The rounds of the soul following the supreme fiat. And in this way, the soul learns to immerse herself, to follow every single act of creation. So I recommend all of you who know about this work that is part of the revelation given to the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, is part of the work, is part of the writings of Luisa Picarreta. To be familiar with it, to get acquainted with this text, and to practice it. This is what Luisa Picarreta is doing in this passage. And our Lord tells her, our Lord gives her the light of understanding, that she is able to comprehend that in this supreme fiat, in the divine will, which is the fountain of everything that exists. The divine will contains everything that exists. It's the fountain of creation, we can say. And is the fountain of beauty, is the fountain of mercy, is the fountain of peace and happiness. And our Lord tells Luis Abigarreta the reason many souls are unhappy, they don't enjoy peace, is because there is a void in our souls that can be filled only with God. As much as we want to fill this void with places, with people, with relationships, with material things, with money, we are going to be always empty because this place belongs to God. So if God is living within us, if God lives in me, there is no reason for me to be unhappy. We see that in today's world, many people, they try to fill this void with different things, drugs, alcohol, money, many other things, you name it. But this place in our souls is meant to be filled with the presence of God. That's why we end up being unhappy all the time. That's why we see people, they don't have peace. And for a while, they fill this void with something, and they later on, they want another thing, and another thing, and another thing. And they go around looking for this something to fill that void. And that, my brothers and sisters, that void can only be filled with the presence of God, the sacraments, the Holy Eucharist. Through these writings of the servant of God, every single act that we do can be united. We can learn this divine science so that we can be united with God at every single moment of our lives. So that this void in us can be filled with every single act that we do. It's very important for all of us to recognize this spiritual reality, my brothers and sisters. Because if we don't recognize this spiritual reality, that we are wired for God, we belong to Him. We don't belong to the world. Therefore, our souls, they need to be filled with the presence of God. And our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta very, very clear. You will be unhappy, always restless. Because even though you do things that are holy, if you don't possess this gift of filling yourself with the will of God, he says, the door will be open for something else. The other half will be incomplete, the Lord says. You will experience disturbances and happiness because the door is open and because you are not whole. Your soul is not filled in its wholeness with what it should be filled. There is the other half. There is something lacking in that. And that is a door open for disturbances, unhappiness, anxiety, fear, all the things that they don't belong to God. So, my brothers and sisters, the divine will is the source of everything. Remember that through our acts, we are able to bilocate, to praise, to adore, to glorify God in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. So even though you are not able during this difficult time to go to church, you still can send your love to the Eucharist and say, Lord Jesus, I love you, I adore you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I desire to be united with you in every single tabernacle around the world. I put my I love you in every single host that is consecrated throughout the world, in every tabernacle. I put my I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I give you my company. I give you my correspondence of love. Through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, we come to encounters. The way we can be united to the will of God at every single moment of our lives. So I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, that during this difficult time, practice this spirituality. Unite yourself with our Lord Jesus in every single host throughout the world, in every single tabernacle. Love him and love him. Give him your love. Unite every single act that you do with the will of God. Praise, adore, glorify God with the simple act of walking, breathing, praying. Everything that is not a sin can be united with the will of God. Unite your prayers, your rosary, all your activities throughout the day to the will of God, and offer that for the salvation of souls. Offer that for your own sanctification. Offer that for souls in purgatory. In the divine will, nothing is wasted. The smallest act has great value. During this time that you may be feeling alone, some of you may feel and experience even depression, loneliness. Unite that loneliness to the will of God. Unite that loneliness with our Lord Jesus in the tabernacles around the world. Don't waste anything. This, I have said it many times, and I will say it again, that this is a time of grace. Our faith is being tested. Our faith is being tested. It's a time of grace. The Lord will bestow the strength upon all of us. But we need to be united in prayer. We need to trust in Him. Remember this beautiful prayer of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. O God, in whose mercy is endless and treasure of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair, not become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. These are difficult moments. We need the mercy, the grace of God. These are difficult moments, so we cannot despair. We cannot become despondent, but we need to submit ourselves to His holy will, which is love and mercy. Let us love God with His own love, that He may bestow His mercy upon us. If we love God with His own love, He will bestow His mercy upon us. So I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, to be faithful during these difficult times, to be strong, to have courage, not to be discouraged, but to persevere. These are times of grace. The grace of God falling upon us. But in these difficult times that we are not able to go to church and gather to worship together, remember that in the will of God you find everything. The will of God is the source of everything that exists. In the will of God you find Him. Unite yourselves to Him with every single act. And in that you will find happiness. You will find peace during these difficult times, so your soul will not be disturbed. This is a great gift that the Lord has given us. The gift to know His will through these writings. And it's a great gift that He is bestowing upon us, that we may be able to adore, to glorify, to repair through every single act that we do. Not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all those who don't even know Him. On behalf of all those who, even though they know Him, they offend Him. So let us not waste our acts, my brothers and sisters. Let us unite ourselves to Him. Let's continue. See, this happens also in the natural order, the Lord says. Someone is rich. He lacks nothing. He possesses his 10, 20 millions or billions. But knowing that he could acquire more and be even richer, he feels restless, unhappy, and as though putting his richness aside, he is all food, all words, all eyes for the other richness. He will do anything to acquire more richness. Poor one, how can he be happy, peaceful, if he lacks the source of good which says to him, rest, everything is yours, and everything you want is in your power. Someone else is king, but how much unhappiness under that crown. Fear of losing his kingdom, hopes and yearns to acquire even more kingdoms, more possessions, to rule over the whole world at the cost of wars. So possessing a kingdom is nothing other than an open way to render the poor king unhappy and restless. A third one is learned, but not possessing all the sciences, knowing that he could possess more, he does not rest, nor does he feel happy and peaceful. How many times before someone else who is more learned than he is, he feels humiliated and feels the unhappiness that is caused by his lacking of knowledge, of science. The Lord is giving us here three examples. How one who is rich is always unhappy because he or she desires more richness, to possess more and more and more and more. This is a perfect example of somebody who is lacking the presence of God in the soul, that tries to fill this void in the soul with money. Then the Lord gives another example, the king, who possessing already a kingdom and many possessions, is always unhappy and restless because he wants more and more and more. He wants to fill that void, that it should be filled with the presence of God. Wants to fill that void with power. The first one wants to fill the void with money. The second one with power. And the third one, the Lord says, someone who is learned, somebody who possesses knowledge, is always unhappy because he wants to know even more and more and to fill that void that should be filled with the presence of God. This third person wants to fill that void with knowledge. And not possessing these things, not possessing more money, not possessing more power, not possessing more knowledge, more titles, this makes the soul unhappy and leaves the door open for unhappiness, disturbance, restlessness. Why? Because this, again, my brothers and sisters, this void in us can be filled only with the presence of God in our souls. When we live in the divine will, we possess everything. Because as the passage says, at the beginning of this passage, Luisa is able to understand and to comprehend that in the sea of light, of the supreme fiat, in the will of God, you can find everything. You possess everything. You are filled with everything. This is the paradox, that in becoming nothing, we possess everything. In letting our will go, we don't become poor. We become rich. But on holding on our human will, we become poor, spiritually poor. Spiritually poor. As soon as we give up our human will and let it go, we become spiritually rich. As soon as we are filled with the will of God, we become spiritually rich. We possess everything. Let's continue. Now the same happens in the supernatural order. Someone is good, but does not feel within himself that he possesses the source of goodness. Because he feels that on some occasions, his patience is weak. His firmness in good is interrupted. His charity is very often weak. His prayer is inconstant. And this renders him unhappy, restless, because he sees that his happiness is not whole. It is as though something is lacking, is not complete. And this brings torture to this person because it's not complete, it's unhappy. The Lord says, poor one, how clearly it shows that he lacks the kingdom of my divine will within himself. In fact, if it were reigning in him, he will possess the source of goodness, which will say to him, rest, everything is in your power. He will possess the source of patience, of constancy and firmness, of charity, of prayer. In feeling the source within himself, he will feel the sea of happiness and of peace extended inside and outside of himself, and unhappiness and restlessness will no longer find the way to enter in him. What a beautiful passage, my brothers and sisters. The Lord has given us three examples from the material world, from the material realm. And now the Lord is giving us this example in the spiritual realm, that one who possesses this gift, one who lets the will of God reign In his or her soul, he possesses the source of goodness, the source of everything. So there is no reason, my brothers and sisters, to be unhappy. Yes, we encounter difficulties and we will find the peace. We will find the charity. We will have within us the strength, the source of strength, that we will be able to surpass those difficulties, and to, even though we go through these difficulties, to surrender these and to offer these difficulties to the Lord, because having within us, the Lord says, the source of patience, the source that contains everything, we will feel within ourselves that spiritual wholeness, that contentment, that spiritual peace that will not disturb us. Feeling the source within himself, he will not be unhappy. He will feel the sea of happiness and of peace extended inside and outside of himself. And unhappiness and restlessness will no longer find the way to enter in our soul, my brothers and sisters. We need this spirituality more than ever in our times, because these are times of great anxiety, and we come and we find rest in God. The Lord tells in the gospel to the disciples, learn from me, take my yoke, find rest in me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come and find rest in me. The Lord invites us to find rest in his divine will. The Lord invites us to fill ourselves with his will, to give up our human will. This exchange of the human and the divine has to happen in us, my brothers and sisters. This is what happens in the Eucharist. The priest offers bread and wine, and through the power of the priesthood, calling the Holy Spirit upon the gift of bread and wine, the Lord is able to exchange bread into body, wine into blood. This exchange happens. We go from the material to the spiritual. This needs to happen in our souls too. This exchange has to happen in us. We have to give up our human will, and we have to let the divine reign in us. So give up your human will so that the divine will may enter in your soul. This exchange from the physical to the spiritual, from human to divine, so that the human will may not reign in us anymore, but the divine will be the one reigning, palpitating, breathing, acting in us, God living in each one of us. This spiritual exchange needs to happen in every single one of us, my brothers and sisters. This is the miracle that has to take place in our souls. And the Lord is giving us the path how to acquire that mystical, if I can use that expression, this mystical exchange. Let's continue. The Lord says, and feeling the source within himself, he will feel the sea of happiness and of peace extend inside and outside of himself, and unhappiness and restlessness will no longer find a way to enter into him. Someone else is holy, but on some circumstances, he says, he does not feel within himself the source of holiness, the light which makes one know everything, which points everything out to him, the road to happiness. The knowledge of God is not full. The heroism of the virtuous vacillate in him. So with all his holiness he is not happy, nor peaceful, because since the total dominion of my divine fiat is missing, he lacks the source of the light which eclipses the seed of all evils and substitutes it with the source of happiness and of peace. As long as we don't possess, as long as we don't let the divine will dominate us, in a way possess us, as long as we don't give our human will up to the Lord, even though we do good things, but if we do it out of self-interest, of self-fulfillment, for our own benefit, even though these are good things, pious things, holy things, the Lord says, if you don't possess this gift in you, if the divine fiat is missing in you, you will always feel this restlessness, this unhappiness, this anxiety. So it's very clear what we have to do, my brothers and sisters. I know that it is difficult because the human will is so rooted in us, is part of us. But little by little, we have to detach ourselves from this human will that constitutes unhappiness in us. And little by little, we have to let the divine will reign in us. We have to do this process, this spiritual process, and it happens with every single act that we do. That's why it's so important for us every morning to immerse ourselves in the divine will and to offer our day in the divine will so that this exchange from human to divine may happen in our souls, so that our human will may die to itself and the divine will may start reigning a little by little in us, and this void that is in us, in every single one of us, that needs to be filled with the presence of God and with divine things and with the will of God may take place. And a little by little, as the more we are filled with the light and the presence of God, the more our containers, our soul is a container that has to be filled with the presence of God, the more we are filled with him, the more we will be able to encounter this peace, this way of living, this way of glorifying the Lord. The Lord says this has to take place in us. As long as the creature lacks the source of light, which eclipses the seed of all evils and substitutes it with the source of happiness, which is the divine fiat. This is why until creatures let my divine will reign in the world, there will be not even the idea, nor the true knowledge of what true peace and fullness of happiness means. As long as we don't let the divine will reign in us, we will not be able to encounter this peace and happiness that the Lord wants to bestow upon us. It will be always imperfect. All things, however good and holy, will not have their fullness because since the dominion and the reigning of my supreme volition is missing, that which communicates the source of all happiness is missing, which is a spring, and therefore one can take from it wherever he wants and however he wants it. This is the reason for all the cares that my will be known and for its kingdom in the midst of creatures, because I want to see them happy, and of that happiness with which I issue them in creating them, and they were delivered from the womb of their creator, who possesses all possible imaginable happiness. When we speak of peace and happiness, we speak of peace and happiness in a very imperfect way, because the human will still is reigning in us. We speak in human terms. But what the Lord wants to give us is something beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination. We cannot even think. We cannot even comprehend, because we are so rooted in the human will. We are so used and accustomed to our human will that this blinds us. This paralyzes us. And the Lord wants this to be taken out from us. He wants us to let His will reign in our souls. And my brothers and sisters, this happens individually, because I cannot give your will to God, and you cannot give my will to God. This is personal. And what a better way to praise God than with His own will? What a better way to encounter God in a personal way? Of course, we encounter God in the sacraments. We encounter God in every single sacrament. We encounter God sacramentally. We encounter God in the Word. When we give our human will to the Lord, and this exchange of the human and the divine happens in our soul. When the human will is being exchanged for the divine will, then we will have a very close relationship, a personal, so personal and intimate relationship with the Lord, because what more intimate than to give our human will to the Lord and to let Him reign in us? This is really a mystery that we have to let the Lord do in us, but He can only do in us if we give our human will to Him. After this, I was following the holy divine will and feeling myself without my sweet Jesus. I was agonizing. It was a martyrdom for me to be without my Jesus, such that I could endure no more. And my always lovable Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "My daughter, the kingdom of the soul is greater, more noble, and contains a value so great that compared to that of the body, oh, how this one, my daughter, the martyrdom of the soul is greater, more noble, and contains a value so great that compared to that of the body, oh, how this one remains behind. The martyrdom of the body is limited. It is small because it is temporal. It is small before that of the soul. The soul is light, while the body is matter. And as the body encounters martyrdom, the blood which the body sheds does not expand, does not diffuse far away, but wets only the little space of earth on which it finds itself. Therefore, its effects are limited and circumscribed to places, to time and people. On the other hand, that of the soul is light. And when this light is filtered, placed under a press, the light diffuses, it rises, it extends more and more. Who can resist and circumscribe the light of the sun? No one. Who can ever prevent its solar rays from investing the entire earth and makes its heat feel, its heat felt by all? No one. There is no power against the light. There are no weapons that can and could kill this power. All powers together are powerless against the light. Whether they want it or not, they are forced to give it its course and let themselves be invested by it. And if anyone taken by madness should think of stopping it, with a power that is all its own and natural for it, the light will laugh at him and will continue to give more light. Now the soul is more than sun and light. When she suffers my privations, as she goes around and crashes under its press, so many more rays does she acquire to extend and expand more. And since this is a paint in a divine life, by doing the divine will in this martyrdom, the soul offers the most beautiful act. And her light extends so much that no one can reach her, because it is a divine will that enters into this martyrdom caused by the privation of your Jesus. Matter does not enter at all into this kind of martyrdom, but everything is light. Light is yours. Light is your Jesus. Light is my will. Light is your soul. And they form such an enchantment of light that heaven and earth are invested by this light, bringing the benefit of the heat and of the light to all. Therefore, the martyrdom of the body is nothing compared to the martyrdom of the soul. Again, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is giving us this example of the martyrdom of the soul and martyrdom of the body. Luisa Picarreta complains because she is not experiencing the presence of our Lord Jesus, and this constitutes for her a martyrdom. We are living this kind of martyrdom because many of you, my brothers and sisters, you are not able to receive our Lord Jesus in the sacrament during these days. You are not able to go to church. You are not able to go and do adorations in the Blessed Sacrament as you used to. In a way, you are deprived of our Lord in the sacrament. You are deprived of the Eucharist. So you feel this martyrdom of not being able to go to Mass, not being able to go and receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. This is something that we suffer. The Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, this spiritual martyrdom that we are suffering, this spiritual privation, is a great gift, because this martyrdom of the soul, of not being able to encounter our Lord in the sacrament, the Lord says, is light for the soul and for all those in purgatory. So offer this, my brothers and sisters, offer this sacrifice, this of not being able to be in the presence of God, of not being able to receive our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist, offer that suffering for the salvation of souls. Offer this martyrdom. This is the martyrdom of the soul. Offer this martyrdom for the souls in purgatory, for your loved ones, for your own self, for the entire church. And remember that if you offer this martyrdom, this is light filling your soul. And Jesus is light. I'm the light of the world, says the Lord. The divine will is light. So that's why I'm saying that this is the time of grace. Because the Lord tells us the martyrdom of the body, it passes, is limited. One who is being killed because of the faith suffers in the body, and this martyrdom is limited. Limited. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, however much it takes. But it's limited. This martyrdom that we are experiencing, this spiritual martyrdom, the Lord says, encompasses and embraces all time. It embraces everybody. It fills our souls with light. So don't be discouraged, my brothers and sisters. Offer this spiritual martyrdom. Know that all of us who are being deprived of the sacraments, especially all of you who are being deprived of receiving the body and blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. This constitutes a spiritual martyrdom. So this is the grace that God is giving you to offer this martyrdom for the good of everybody, to fill your cells with light, to fill this void with the light that is Jesus, the light that is the divine will. So don't waste this time, my brothers and sisters. Offer this. Offer it. Don't waste it. Offer that you have the power now to bring souls out of purgatory. Offer this for your loved ones. No matter how long they die, no matter how long they have gone, offer this martyrdom for them. Offer it for the church. Offer it for the salvation of souls, for those who do not yet believe in the Lord. Offer it. This is a great gift that the Lord is giving us. Do not waste it. Please do not waste this time, this martyrdom. The Lord is telling us in these writings, it's a great gift. This is a time of grace, and this is how we have to see it. And I encourage all of you to offer all these sacrifices and all this suffering that you are going through during this difficult time. And we ask our Lord Jesus to fill us with his grace, to fill us with his light. And I would like to end this program with this beautiful prayer that comes from the chaplain of the Divine Mercy, that is so fitting for our time, and that as through this prayer we may ask the Lord to give us the strength that we all need during this difficult time, and to offer ourselves to be able to submit to his most holy and divine will. Eternal Father, in whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in these difficult moments we may not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.